Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bit late today. Morning. Wait for it.
Oh, not today, thank you.
Thank you.
Today,
thank you.
With Jake Yap.
Thank you.
Jolly Yap. We all love Jake Yap.
We all love Jake Yaps.
Thank you. Jake Yaps. It's almost as if one of your family members told you to do that. Anyway, thank you for the coercion, Neil. I'll take whatever I can get. Jane, still valiantly at it, says, it doesn't matter if you don't play it. I'll still be clapping at the beginning of every podcast, even though I might have to do it under my desk if I'm in a meeting. That's not going to look or sound weird at all. Nothing will stop my applause. Here it is. Thank you. Actually, wait, that's an old one, isn't it? There was a newer one. This was the 6-8 time. I don't know. I'm just, here we go. Very good. Very good indeed. Well, look, I'm sorry for the late arrival of your scheduled service today. It's been a bit mad. Had to restart the computer. Standard stuff. But of course, it's time for our brightest and breeziest breakfast show. Trying to steal a bit of the
Britain Awake,
bit of the
with John Holmes
GB News heat, and I'm delighted to say we are now joined by John Holmes. Good morning. Good morning. So let me turn up your
Britain Awake radio.
Yeah. You can do it now. Yeah.
All right. Good. Shall I start that again?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three, two.
It's better if I do the countdown. I should probably do the.
Well, I like to do the countdown.
No,
like
it's but I see. It's my.
Three.
It's sort of my. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
No problem.
Can I have more of a lead in? Can you go from 10?
No.
I need to get into character.
Okay, 10 from in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. And don't forget, this is controversy for coins. Here we are, poor starving comedians trying to get a little bit of Mark Dolan's share of the pie by being controversial for coins. Here's the mug. There's some coins. John Holmes, you have the floor, finally.
Britain Awake Radio, it is Britain's most anti-woke radio station. Now, obviously, none of our equipment works properly, but that gets people talking, and that's what we want. It's fair to say that the tech is erratic, as you can see from this.
Bell.
But then it comes back on working again, and everything's fine. Right, well, here's what we don't. Here's wokey wait. Britain Awoke Watch Radio.
Okey.
It's that slot now.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking this morning, of course, about Obon. Now, you might be aware of Obon. It is the Singing Children of Bradford.
Yeah.
Who have celebrated our great nation. Now, you might think that a Britain Awake radio station might have values. but we don't. And so we don't like Obon. And I'll tell you why we don't like Obon. It's because on the face of Obon, it looks, doesn't it, like some children are celebrating what is, by the way, a great nation.
Thank you.
And I don't want you naysaying it. It is a great nation, and the children are singing aloft and aloud.
Yeah.
With their child voices as to how great a nation. And that, you might think, and you'd be wrong, you might think that's indoctrination and like the Hitler Youth.
Yeah, right? here we go.
But it's very far from that.
If you're not singing this, you don't love your country.
That's right.
Great nation.
One Britain. Great nation.
One Britain. One nation.
Which is...
One Führer. One right. One finger. One thumb.
Obgen.
Obgein.
Obgen. Obgen. Yeah. One Britain. Great nation. Obgen. And but here's the problem with it. Here's the problem I have with it.
Right.
Here's the problem I have. And you should have as well. If you wake up to the woke. Right. Here's the problem you should have. Right, this is just one of the side effects of the vaccines they haven't told you about, right? They're experimenting with vaccines on children in Bradford, right?
Well said.
Right, and the side effect of the vaccine is it makes them patriotic and it makes them sing.
Right.
And they have not told you about that. And it's Bill Gates who has invented that. Yeah. Right, and it's a side effect. It makes children sing, and then later, when you're asleep, those children will come out of the corn with scythes, and they will kill anybody with the scythes who doesn't believe that lockdowns work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whose side are you on?
That's the plan.
Let's go to the lines.
Yep.
Jolyon, well done, by the way, John. That was good. Two right, mate. And thanks. The nearest tree, John. Jolyon from near Windsor. He's got in touch.
Good morning, Britain Awake. Yeah. It's Jolyon from near Windsor.
Near Windsor.
It's so lovely to finally have a channel that will support the wonderful things our strong government is doing for us.
Thank you.
Boris may appear to be a walking set of male genitalia in an ill-fitting suit, but he's absolutely what this country needs. He's a born leader.
We need male genitalia.
For so many years, and I'm grateful for all the hard work he's talked about doing to put the great back into Great Britain. So... all in, I'm delighted to join in his One Britain Day on Friday. I think we should all learn his new song written for the school children of this green and pleasant land, apart from the Scots who have mostly just broken up for holiday. I've not actually heard it yet, but I've downloaded the words. So if you don't mind, why not join in? Chorus. We are Britain.
That's
and...
it.
We have one dream to unite all people.
Now that's entertainment, some mate. Of them
in one great team, repeat. Verse one, our nation survived through many storms, like that one in the 1980s, which Michael Fish told us not to worry about, and many wars and one World Cup. We've opened our doors and widened our island shores, although I think that's what cost Labour the election in 2010, as people still seem to bang on about open immigration as though it were a thing. We celebrate our differences. Might miss a bit, actually, because it's quite long. Yeah, outro.
Quite
strong
long, yeah.
Britain, great nation. Strong Britain, great nation, strong Britain, great nation, strong Britain, great nation,
great nation.
Thank you.
Thank you,
leader.
Thank you.
Onwards and upwards.
Thank you, Jolyon. Thank you very much for saying what we were all thinking.
Yeah, and I can say to Jolyon this. I'll say if you go onto the Britain Awake website right now, you'll see more lyrics that we have put there that reflect our views.
Yeah, that's right.
No Irish, no blacks, no dogs verse.
Yeah,
that's there. You've got the
coins. Yeah,
you've got the controversial coins. You've got the you've got the one about David Lammy. You got a verse about him, haven't you? Because we don't like
I mean, the good thing is there's lots of things that rhyme with Lammy.
Him?
Yeah.
Because he plays the race card, doesn't he? And also, Lammy, right?
Yeah.
What's more British than a lamb? right? In the spring, right. Gambling, not gambling, yeah. That's gambling around the fields, right? Yeah. What's more British than a New Zealand lamb? Hey, ask me, answer me and ask me that.
Yeah, I will.
At the same time.
Yeah, I would say some
bacon. Well, you can't,
bacon.
Can you?
Well, bacon, mate.
You're,
it has to be Danish. Yeah. Very good. We've got another one in here. Now, this one's come. You're doing very well. This is another one for you.
Hello. Message for Britain Awake, long time listener, first time caller. Just say, all these leftists and wokeists talking about Britain, about what is wrong with our country, I'd just like to say that we are Britain. Yep. We have one dream to unite all people in
there
one great team.
You see?
Our nation survived through many storms and many wars. We've opened our doors and widened our island shores.
Yeah.
We celebrate our differences with love in our hearts, united forever, never apart.
Thank you.
We are Britain
and
we have one dream.
Thank you.
To unite all people in one great team. Strong Britain, great nation. Strong Britain, great nation. Strong Britain, great nation. Strong Britain, great nation.
Thank you.
Yes, just come off the top of my head. Don't know where I got the inspiration there.
It's going in though, isn't it?
Anyway,
that's the thing.
Keep up the bad work. I mean, good work.
It's good. It's a good. It's very sticky, isn't it? It's a very sticky song. That. Thanks very much for that.
Well, it does. It's an earworm, isn't it? It's what they call an earworm. And I don't know if you've ever seen the film Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, right? Where Khan, right, who by the way is a foreigner, puts a sort of worm in people's ears,
right,
and it burrows into their brains, doesn't it? And that's what the guy. And like I said, this vaccine is basically the equivalent of Khan's worm. And would you want Khan to put his to stand next to you and thrust his worm into your ear?
Well
right?
said.
No, you wouldn't.
Well said.
Two reasons. One, it makes you sing patriotic songs because it's a vaccine side effect. And two, he's a foreigner. And do you want a foreigner's worm in your ear? No, I don't think you do.
Having
more coins in the
having it. There you go. I would say, John, you know, the fact that the Department for Education has actually endorsed this and they do want this to be promoted within schools, my feeling is it doesn't go far enough, does it? You know, that's the thing with this song. It's the right idea, but as usual, it's all a bit milky and a bit watery, isn't it? What's going in your ears?
Yeah, so if you're going to, what you need to do, right, is the Department of Education, as far as I'm concerned, right, do need to go further with it. And what they should do, I don't know whether you ever went on a school trip, right? When I was a kid, we used to go on a school trip.
Right.
Sometimes we went to a museum.
Right.
And once we went to, like, a park. So what the Department of Education should do is take some of that furlough money that they're wasting on the lazy scroungers who just like sitting at home, you know, watching loose women, right? And they should take all of the children of this country to Nuremberg, right, where they should put them in that big stadium, and get them to put on a proper show.
Thank you.
Right? And then, and also, while they're there, give them some space, dig up Hitler. Dig up Hitler from that bunker, and he could lead us out of this vaccine. You know, you say what you like about Hitler, but he didn't stand for any nonsense, did he?
No.
That's what we need in this country.
Now, I went on the website of onebritainonenation.com as retweeted by the Department for Education. And I got to say, I really liked something that it said, what our mission and our aims. What they want to do is, where's the bit? It's a bit about patriotism.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And it says,
come on.
All right. They said they want to encourage and celebrate patriotism. And I think that's a great thing. I think patriotism generally should be supported. When you think of, I don't know, I suppose the Taliban, you know, that's quite patriotic. I'd celebrate that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, right, the Taliban, as you well know, right, and while they are patriotic, I don't agree with them, because what do? Pull down statues, right? And that's exactly the... Now, they might pull down statues of Buddha, you know, in Iraq and Iran and in you know, in ancient protected sites, but they're just the same as the wokists, aren't they? The wokists are basically the lefty Taliban. So what you need to do for patriotism, and this is someone else we should be celebrating, right, not vilifying, is Enid Blyton.
Right.
A statue up, a massive statue, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, you know, Jason and the Argonauts, you know, Talos, the statue on the beach, 60 foot high, clanking bronze statue.
Right.
That, Enid Blyton.
Can't even say
Trafalgar Square,
anymore,
most British of the squares, right, in the corner. And then every now and again, she awakes the great bronze Blyton and staggers around Trafalgar Square, breathing fire, but also belching out racist lines, great British racist lines, by the way, from her books.
Right.
Books, and she's been vilified this week, hasn't she, Enid Blyton? I'm not having it.
Well,
because she's great, right? Books, five go on a racially motivated attack, one of her best works.
Yeah.
Right? Five beat up a black man, probably her best.
Yeah.
Right? Five are institutionally racist, a classic.
Yeah.
Right? And 10 little wigwams, which, by the way, was a surprisingly sensitive look at the plight of Native Americans.
Thing is, Big Ears has got big ears, right? Next, you'll be telling me you can't call Noddy because it's just because he's got a twitch.
Well, he's also got a bell in his hat, which is why we call him Bellend, isn't it? And what's wrong with the great British Bellend, right?
Thank you.
If a foreigner like Khan is shoving it in your ear. What's wrong with it? Apart from the foreign part.
Right.
What did Enid Blyton do?
Right.
She put the children, those children in Bradford, those singing children in Bradford, right, could do better, right? They should learn more about the values of this country, not from singing, but from working on Enid Blyton's plantation, right? Where she, as we know, right? Okay, so her books, bags of lettuce, heaps of tomatoes, and lashings of ginger beer. And where else do you get lashings? Yeah, on a plantation, So,
running out of coins, mate.
Put the coins. Controversial point, right? And you get lashings on a plantation, right? What about, have you read her book, 12 Years a Slave at Mallory Towers? Because that, right, is again one of her best. And it tells a story of children enslaved on her word plantations, where they used to dig up racist words from her plantation so she could sew them into books, right? And what is wrong with any of that?
Nothing at all, mate. Listen, well said, John. You have been truly
Controversial for coins.
Thank you.
Well done.
It's now on 07862 032 654.
Do you want me to count up,
Britain
mate?
Britain Away Radio. Yeah.
Do you want me to count up,
how
mate?
How much did we get?
We've done all right.
Is this more or less than the pundits on GB News? How much do they get?
More, I think, because I don't think they pay on GB News, from what I've heard. We've done over a fiver there, mate. Six, seven...
All right.
Call it eight or nine quid, mate.
Quid's in.
That's all right.
£9 for, like, spouting views.
Go
easy
half and
gig.
Half.
It's an easy gig.
Honest with you, it's not the worst I've had. John Holmes, thank you for ending your career so magnanimously there. Appreciate that. How does it feel?
I was playing a character.
Of course you were.
Well, you know, I don't mind, if I get cancelled, you know, so be it. Standing up for what Mark Dolan thinks.
Yeah, you have been. There's one more here from, let me just check, who's this from? This is from Barry. He's got
Hi, John, it's Barry. I thought I'd talk about woke comedians.
Yeah.
I mean, they say they're the underdog, but they're attacking a great British underdog like GB News.
Yeah.
And then they whinge and moan about not getting any work. There's that Jake Yap guy. He moans and whinges. Oh, I've got no money to feed my family. Oh, poor me. Oh, this podcast isn't paying me anything. You don't hear Jim Davidson complain on his fabulous YouTube vlog.
No,
what happens if you slag off the great British media. If Jake stopped buying woke vegan food like Satan or cauliflower dust, or if he just stopped fermenting things, he would definitely have saved enough money to buy a 3-bed property near BBC Radio Centre.
No question.
You don't hear Jack Whitehall, David Walliams or Giles Corran complain, do you? You know, proper British comedians. Can't say anything.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd say it.
Thank you for saying it.
Yeah. Well, the reason you don't hear David Walliams complaining is because all his complaints are written by a ghostwriter.
I love you, John. See you soon.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
See you later. Britain Awake Radio.
Well, who hasn't got a squeaky bum after that? Exquisite spewing of bile. Hope you enjoyed it. Jem observes on Twitter, at Not Today Pod. Either we're entering a new phase of fascism or the primary school children of St. John's Byerley Bradford, some of the greatest satirical lyricists this country's ever produced. I've had some more blights in books, some titles I'd forgotten. Five stand on the white cliffs of Dover to look for dinghies. Jem observes, lashings are also available in public school. Well, that's another great British tradition. Neil says, you forgot five call the police on a loitering dark fellow. Very good point. Darth says, and Tory sex dungeons. Oh, yeah, that lashing, yeah. Thanks very much, everybody. Neil says, one Britain, bring back heroes, Churchill, Farage, Savile, Harris. I could go on for hours. There was a time when they were just simple children's entertainers, wasn't there? I think I've told you before about when I worked at Radio Leeds, just as the Jimmy Savile story broke. And people were phoning up saying, don't muddy the waters. Don't what now? No, darling. I'll tell you what, we'll make a highly entertaining TV drama out of it instead. Come on, BBC, come on. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to John Holmes for that. We really did do quite well this time. That will be absolutely fine. I think we've got one or two bits of any other business. In fact, I keep meaning to keep John on for this, but it's... John Holmes on John. Yes, we've had some John Holmes Swap Shop stuff through, and it's Alex who's been in touch. Hi, Jake. I was clearing out my loft recently and found all my old lead models from the short-lived tabletop war game John Hammer 23. and a half, sorry, 23 and a half K. I mainly used a Space John's army, of course, fielding all the different tactical units like Tactical John's, Assault John's, John's Squidgers, Uber John Guards, and the fearsome John Battle Accountants. Ah, yes, Battle Accountant John. I loved that. I also had some of the cooler models from the other armies, such as the revolting Hive John, Alluring Spinning Brain of Death John, and the fearsome Necro Holmes. But did you have Khan John? Plus, I was relieved to find I still had what was my pride and joy at the time, the Imperial Mega Super Titan John, which towers over all the other models at an impressive 3.5 inches tall. Finding them brought back many happy summer days, painting them in my airless basement room. Willing to swap the whole lot for a full bottle of meths, filtered or raspberry flavour preferred. Thank you very much indeed for that. We're going to leave it there. It's going to be... tell me how you're going to be celebrating Obon, though. One Britain, one nation, one Führer, one Reich. It's on Friday. Maybe we could all sing along. Maybe it's time for a remix. Maybe I can do something with Davey. That is it for today, though. I've got to make a podcast. I'm recording the next Vegan Life podcast in 2 minutes, 24 seconds. It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. I've just got to reconfigure all the audio. Anyway, it's good to be here. And thanks for being here. And I miss you. And I love you. Well done, everybody. I will see you on Friday, I think, or something or nothing. Anyway, bye!
This has been a Swanburst Media production.